Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. And this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging that walk, encouraging that process, that there are places that Abraham walked, that place where God makes you, refines you, builds you, stretches you, pours into you, gives you instructions, gives you strategies, causes you to be empowered to live for his glory. And as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. You become that which is necessary for someone else's life. You become that light. You become that salt. You become that city that sits on the hill. You begin to demonstrate in your everyday life of worship unto the Lord, the greatness of God empowering you to live victoriously, because we win. We win through him. We already win. We already triumph in his name because he's already conquered, and we go in his name conquering everything that would try to conquer us, because we are more than conquerors. He's made us. We conquer what tries to conquer and has conquered other people, because God has allowed us to be empowered. We've been in the book of Proverbs studying that book, because that book lets us understand in the first chapter that God wants us to be skilled and know how to act in every situation. And we've not known how to act, behave, solve problems, conduct ourselves in different situations on the job, in our personal life, with family, with relationships, and problem solving. And so God is saying, I've written this book. I've downloaded my mind into Solomon. He's written it out for you so that in every area of your life, there is wisdom. And my word is there, and I'm giving you wisdom so that you'll know how to be skilled and know how to act and know how to solve and respond in righteousness and show the character of who I am. So we're going back there. We started talking about favor. I'm going to go back and talk about favor a little bit more, and how that God uses allows favor to happen in areas where we don't even understand. He gives us favor, like he did with Jesus, with God and man. He gives us favor to be able to conduct life and conduct business and to go in and allow our gifts to make room for us. But when we go in, we're going in the character, the anointing, the favor, the love, the grace, the compassion, the truth of God. And we're going in and we're showing someone who Jesus is. I know that we sometimes believe that it's all about us, and we show up so that we can get something. But God sets up situations so that someone else's life can be touched by you, that you're the answer to someone else. You're the one that they need to see. You're that hope. You're that life. You're the extended hand of grace, of mercy that they need to see. And so when you show up in favor, when you show up in that anointing that God has given you to open up a door and give you an opportunity of favor, or to put you in the presence of certain people, or to allow you to have an opportunity to speak or do something, that's because God wants to show someone something. He wants to demonstrate something through you, and you are being the vessel that God is using. So it's not about you, it's about him getting glory. And if he allows you to walk in favor, don't take that arrogantly. Take that lightly, and take that with a humble attitude, knowing that God has done it. God has caused it to happen. God has made it happen. Proverbs, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse, says this: a good man obtained favor with God, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. And there are men all over the world, women all over the world, people all over the world who devise wicked plans, wicked schemes. And some of them are plans and schemes to get rich, or to hurt or harm others, or to make their name great, or to do whatever. And we already understand that the word of God says that they've already gotten their judgment. We're just allowing that word to have its perfect work in their life. We're allowing that because they don't want to do it God's way. They don't want to walk in righteousness. They don't want to walk in the principles of God. So because the proverb says that their devices, the ones who devise these wicked schemes, these devices, they already have the pronounced prophecy of condemnation. They're going to be condemned. God is going to deal with them, and he's going to allow them to be condemned by their own devices. Even if it takes a while for it to happen, that word will not return back void. It's going to happen in their lives. it's going to manifest. It might show up later on, but it's going to manifest. It might show up in the middle, but it's going to manifest. It might show up immediately at the beginning, but it's going to manifest because they devise an evil thing. They devise an evil plot. They devise to do something solely for the purpose of self-pleasure and self-gratification without any acknowledgement of God, without any heart or attitude of compassion or anything like that. It's all about what they want. And we see that men do that all the time. But the word lets us understand and know that because we are righteous, because we want to attain favor with God, because we want to live in righteousness, God is going to allow us to have favor, that no matter what the wicked devices, no matter what schemes they plot, no matter who they try to network with or do what they do, because we acknowledge God, because we want God, because we delight to do God's work, because we delight to do his will, what we're going to receive is going to be righteousness. What we're going to receive is always going to look like God and the character of God. So we don't have to worry about those who devise those plans, not even envy them, because God's righteousness always causes us to have success. It always causes us to look good. And with him, which is where we need to look good, we need to look good with the Lord. We need to make sure we have his approval. We need to make sure that he's pleased with our life, pleased with the things that we do, pleased with how we live, pleased with how we allow him to use us, and the fruit that we bear that looks like him. So when we are pleasing God, everything else is going to be okay. God is going to work it out. He's going to cause us to have good success. He's going to cause us to try because he's given us words. He's given us a word that says whatever we put our hand to. The book of Deuteronomy 28 lets us know that we put our hand to it because we're in that place of righteousness, of blessings. What we put our hand to has got to succeed. It's got to work. And now that doesn't mean that it's going to be hocus pocus. That means that it requires you to do something. It requires you to work. It requires you to have faith. It requires you to seek after him. You don't go and just take seed and throw on the ground and believe you're going to get a harvest. You've got to do the work of plowing up that ground, of getting that ground ready, of planting that seed, of watering that seed, and watching over that seed, and pulling out the weeds and doing what is necessary so that that harvest can come up. So it is with the things that God is allowing us to put our hands to. You've got to understand that it has to go through seasons and times. There are certain things that we get a season and a harvest in quickly, and then there's other things that it takes time, because it takes time to grow a marriage. It takes time to grow children. It takes time to grow relationships and to grow ministry. It takes time to develop it and make it look like God. So there are certain things that when you put your hand to it, it's not going to come up overnight. It's not going to be next year manifestation. It takes you being diligent over and watching over and tending it, knowing that good success is going to happen with it because you put God first. You acknowledge God first. You want favor with God. You want to walk in his favor. You want it to look like him. So when you do that, we get that result. But you don't have to worry about those who devise wicked plans or those who seemingly think that because they're doing wickedness and bribes and all these other things that they're just going to succeed over you. It may look one way for a brief moment, but the wind will change. And the word is right by itself. They are going to get their reward. Whatever a man sows, that's what they're going to reap in their life. And it comes back for those who do wicked. It comes back, and especially if they do it against the righteous, it comes back with bearing much fruit. So don't worry about that. You do what is pleasing to the Lord and watch him ordain your steps and order your steps for greatness. Proverbs 13 and 15 says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard, and we don't want to be in the way of the transgressor. We want to be in the place of favor. We want to have godly, good judgment that wins favor. We want to have that ability to have sound thinking and make great judgment decisions that causes us to have a generous life. But those who are liars, those who are walking in a way that is rough and wrong, those who are unfaithful, those who use trickery and bribes, that's not going to be their course. Their course is going to lead to destruction. because as I said before, we are sowing. Our life is a seed, and what we sow in our life, what we do, it comes back. It brings a harvest. It brings a result. And so we want to be founded in the life of righteousness, and we want the fruit of righteousness to be seen in what we do, in our words, thoughts, actions, and deeds. That's why we have to guard our heart. We have to guard our heart because out of it flow the issues of life. And what flows out of your heart, what flows out of your life, is that which you're going to produce. David always said, Lord, created me a clean heart, because he understands if I put the wrong things in my heart, in the treasure of my heart, if I allow wrong concepts, wrong ideas, wrong motives, wrong feelings to develop in my heart, that's going to flow out of me, and it's going to affect what I produce. It's going to affect what I do. It's going to affect how I receive and those around me. And we see that in the life of David, because David dealt wonderfully with the things of God, but when it came to being a father, he was not a very good father. And I believe that was because of the example that he had in his own life. Because his father, when it came to time for Samuel to anoint the sons, he left David in the field like he was not a son. He even forgot to mention him until Samuel brought up, says, are these all your sons? Because God is not, he's not going to anoint these. He said, oh yeah, David's out in the field. You know, so we had that example. And then when he gets under the tutelage of Saul, he sees how Saul treats him, even though he's giving him all these, his love and his support and his loyalty. So when it came to the father part of his natural life, he saw God as a good father, a good provider, a faithful God. But when it came to the natural part, he did not have a good representation of a father figure to mentor or to show him. So it affected how he reared his children. And then David was always warring. He was always fighting. He was always gone. So it brought something into his family. But when it came to the things of the Lord and his heart and the things that pleased God, he always wanted a heart that could produce righteousness. That doesn't mean he was perfect, but he wanted that and desired that. And he was quick to ask for mercy and forgiveness and compassion. He was quick to forgive. And so when you understand that, and you understand that you don't have to worry about the wicked and what they sow, but you have to make sure that you have a heart that says, Lord, I want to have good judgment. I want to have winning favor. I want to have sound thoughts. I want to make decisions that give me a gracious life. And I want to do it because I want favor with you. I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me and give me what I need. When you do that, you're saying, Lord, I want the harvest of my life to produce you. I want the harvest of my life to produce your character. I want the harvest of my life to produce your favor and your goodness and your righteousness so that someone else's life can be touched. And when you do that, when you're saying that to the Lord, he will give you that desire, because that desire is, and the motive behind it is strictly, I want God. I want his will. I want what he has for me. And that's the thing that you want. We want the fountain of life that flows from us to be that which is wisdom, full of favor, so we have favor with God and favor with people, that we have a good reputation, that we're respectable, that we have high desires to please the Lord and high desires to do his will and have good understanding, and that everything in our life produces what looks like God. That's what we want. That's what we desire. And that's what we have to, those good qualities, those things that the three talks about. We want those things to be in our lives, manifesting over and over and over again, producing the fruit that looks like God, that produces God, that sounds like God, that demonstrates his love. And that's what we want. And when we do that, we will get that. We will attain that. Proverbs 14 and 19 says, fools make a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is favor. We understand that people who don't believe that they're going to get reap anything. They don't see sin as what, how we see it. They don't even believe that anything is going to happen in their life. But we understand that everything you sow is coming back. And that if you sow sin in your life, you're going to reap that sin until Jesus comes in and wipes it clean, until you receive him as Lord and Savior. We understand that. They feel like they say, with the Proverbs says, they says, where's your God? Or will the God who does made the eye and the ear would not hear or see them? So they don't believe that. And so we understand and know that there is a harvest that comes with sin, and that is destruction. But we know and understand that when we do righteously, we are going to receive favor with God to do great things. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there. Be blessed. Have a great day. Take the word in it and live it out every single day so that you can have a winning, successful career, a family, and everything in your life. Blessings.